but especially for the consequences of the fall. He died for our sin. A question for the children, what is that sin? You don't know it, then you have to to be sharp, to listen. Who knows that? Wrong things, debt, these are the first things you think of when it matters about sin. Things that you can do wrong, steal, kill somebody, lie, speaking bad about people, being proud. But there are more things. More things are called sin. But what more? The other side of sin is that you don't do the good. You avoid doing the good things. If you don't do the good things, it's also sin. We can read it in James 4, verse 17. The one who knows to do good, but he doesn't do it, then it's sin. It's even in the law in Holland. If something somebody is in need, for example, you don't help somebody who is in severe risk to die, then it's possible that you come for the judge. So that's another side of sin. The sacrifice of Jesus also has two sides. One side is forgiveness of our sin. Every debt, Jesus took it upon him. He died for it. He went to the cross. He conquered the death. But the other side is that he took the debts and we received, instead of that, the glory of Jesus. He covered us with his glory and helps us when we think about sin, about bad things. The other side is doing good things. For Jesus did good things as no other person. He helped people. He went to the sick ones. He gave the value back to the people. We all, with uncovered face, see the glory of the Lord. They'll be changed from this image of glory to glory. Jesus gets our sin and we get his glory. And when we get the glory of Jesus in our life, we don't have to do it ourselves anymore. He gives power to us to do the good. And he prepared a way for everybody of good works. And we have to learn to walk in that way. You also see it in the parable of the talents. One person took his talent in the ground. He put it in the ground. But at the end, the Lord said to him, "You are a bad servant. You have not been faithful. He did no good with it. So that's important to reach out to it. Two words. Where you find is back. Mercy and grace. Mercy is what you had deserved, you don't get it. You didn't deserve it, but you... You deserved to die, but you don't get it. Grace is that you get what you didn't deserve. You get what you don't deserve. You get the good things, although you didn't deserve them. Two sides of the sacrifice of Jesus. I was also thinking of the story of Abraham. He had to sacrifice his son. It touches me again, the way God is watching us. And in this, he is showing something of his heart to us. Kira, will you come to here? We didn't prepare this. Kira is my daughter. After these things, he said to Abraham, go with Isaac to the mountain of Moriah and offer him there. And he took next morning his son, he took the wood, and he went to the place God had mentioned to him. And the third day he saw the mountain of Moriah in the distance. And he said to his servants, stay here with the donkey, and the young one will go with me. And we have offered, we come back again. He put the wood at the back of Isaac, and they went on together. And Isaac was speaking to Abraham. He said, Father, here is the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for the sacrifice? And Abraham said, God will provide for it, my son. In this way they went together and they came to the place. Abraham built it, the altar. He took the wood there, he bound it, his son Esau, and put him on the altar. And he took the knife to slaughter him. You try to imagine that Abraham had to offer his son. I have a beloved daughter here. I cannot imagine this. Abraham asked Abraham to bring that sacrifice. Fortunately, he took measurements in time. He sent his son, Jesus, to us to save us. I would use all excuses not to do that instead of Abraham. I don't believe that I would be able to do that. And here you read it as a fact in the history, and Abraham did it. And this is the heart of God, who even was ready, because he loves us so much, that the most beloved he had, he offered it. And God will have experienced it in that way. Jesus was calling, my God, why did you leave me? I think that God the Father couldn't watch this. All the sin of the world upon his Son, because he loved us so much. And realized that he did it to take the debts upon himself, but also the glory of Jesus, who was without sin. God put that glory upon us. So that we do good things, that we help each other, we encourage each other. I will ask the helpers to come to here, and together we'll have Holy Supper. First, the bread will be distributed. May I ask you a blessing for the bread? Dear Father, thank you for your body. Thank you that you died for our sin, that you gave your sin for us. You loved him so. But you loved us so much. In spite of that, we have so many mistakes, that we do so much pain to you. Jesus died for our sin. Thank you, Lord. I bless this bread. May I invite you to participate in the Holy Supper. When Jesus is your Redeemer, you are welcome to participate.